The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've got a footy update now for your locally owned and locally run Marty Helpful Marta 10.
Couldn't talk football without talking to this legend. Scott Cummings, how are you this morning?
I am terrific. It's Friday. We're up and about. It's a beautiful day.
You say with a hint of hesitation in your voice.
No, we don't worry about that. We can't control the weather. We can just control ourselves. So I'm up and about.
Yeah, that's absolutely good to hear. Look, I'm going to start off this chat this morning saying I've been feeling a little bit cocky this season with Melbourne because they really have surprised me the whole season. We've actually got a few wins on the board, even winning over Carlton last week. This week, I'm not sure how we're going to go with Adelaide. What do you reckon?
Well, there's nothing worse than a cocky Melbourne supporter. Seriously, I mean, what have we got to be cocky about?
Jules has been insufferable.
This is the first time I've been cocky in 33 years.
Yeah.
In terms of being a Melbourne supporter.
You know what? And we've got to let you have it, don't we?
Thank you.
When you say it that way, we've got to let you have it. I think it's going to be tough for them, though, this week up at Alice Springs. It'll be a beautiful time to get up there, though, just to get a little bit of heat. But I think the Crows are a very good side. I've said it all year, but good in. You know, Jay Kennedy Harris comes in for the D's, really stretch out. I just think their injury list is just going to start taking its toll a bit more, and I think the Crows will actually upset you on the weekend. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, they're at the top of the ladder.
I think we suspected as
they're
much.
They're the top of the ladder, and what? Melbourne's sitting on number five. Again, that's the best Melbourne's been in years. So
exactly right. There's plenty of positives, but in saying it too, it's a very, very tough year to tip, and anyone on their best day can upset anyone. We've seen the Crows lose a couple at home. Melbourne beat them last time, didn't they, at home?
So, yeah, that's true.
There's no reason why they can't do it again. I just have to stick with the Crows. They're sitting on top, and
yeah,
just stick with them.
What about the Swans, Scotty? They've been one of the biggest surprises of this season. They played a premiership last year, then shocking for the first few rounds. Now they're looking at about an 80% chance of playing finals. What's going on?
I know. It's amazing. They have been a surprise, but no one expected them to go zipping five or 1-6, I think, where they were. And now they're just starting to find their groove, aren't they? And they're starting to get a few people looking over their shoulders up against their little brothers out at Spotless, who injury, you know, speaking of injuries, their injury list has been enormous. So they get a couple back, Stevie J back, Green's back, I think Zach Williams back in the side as well. But the Swans bring back in Josh Kennedy, which is always handy. But I just think out there, and I spent a bit of time up in Sydney, and no one likes going out to those western suburbs if you're from the affluent east. And I think the Giants will be probably a bit too quick. They've got to move it quickly, otherwise the Swans, you know, contested footy will probably get them. But I think the Giants will just be too good.
Yep.
But I tell you what, if the Swans get close, or if they even roll them, there'll be a lot of people nervous about what they can do heading into the last part of the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Now, Carlton and Western Bulldogs both coming off losses. Western Bulldogs a lot worse than Carlton, unfortunately. Surely we're due for a win for the Bulldogs.
Well, they're just battling to get it together, aren't they? A lot of changes as well this week into their side. They're just trying to throw it around. Injuries are forcing a few of them. Matty Boyd's out. Smith's been admitted. Eastern Wood suspended. So there's a big ask. But in comes Bob Murphy. He's all right. A couple of young guys named for their debut, Declan Hamilton and Lewis Young. So hopefully, you know, we can see some more young guys. But, I think they win. I think the Dobbies just win. Patrick Cripps being out for the Blues is massive. He's just a bull in the middle of the ground for them. And I think the Dobbies will actually get up there and just hang in there.
That's what we want to hear. That's
exactly
basically
what
music
hear.
To our ears.
It's Friday. You can't bring bad news on a Friday.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Go to the Doggies.
Saints will kick off the round tonight. They're up against the Bombers. Scott, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. Have a rip snorter of a weekend. How does that sound?
That's a great way to finish. All the best, guys.
Thanks, Scotty.
See ya.
And, of course, for your nearest Marty Helpful Marta 10, visit marta10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.